Riviera Radio. Business.
Rock me, Amadeus.
Rock me, Amadeus, Amadeusum. All right, that's enough of that, thank you.
What was your guilty musical pleasure when you were at primary school? What song did you like? You know, what was top of the pops when you were a nipper?
Oh, I don't know, to be honest with you.
Dolly Parton.
There's a good tradition. Do you know that?
A good tradition of love and hate.
Love and hate.
Who
yeah.
was that? That was
Tanita Tikaram.
Tanita Tikaram. Yeah, I used to like Tanita Tikaram actually.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'll probably go with that.
All right.
That was a good answer, wasn't it? Weren't expecting that, sunshine.
I wasn't. No, I was expecting to say something like, I don't know. Well, Dolly Parton, for
yes.
example. A coat of many colours.
Oh, I do like that.
Right, markets. We haven't got much time this morning, but not a bad day on Wall Street yesterday.
Yeah, equity markets rose across the board yesterday as gains in tech stocks and autos outweighed a weaker travel and leisure sector amid concerns over vaccine supplies and extended lockdown. Sentiment, of course, very fragile as Germany's lockdown has been extended with a stark one, particularly over the Easter holidays. EU threatening to withhold vaccine shipments, of course, although it appears there's some compromise with the UK has emerged on that front. UK government advisor said yesterday foreign holidays are unlikely this summer. It wasn't good news, of course, for the travel companies, for the airlines. So shares in AIG, TUI and Ryanair slumping. Stock 600 was down 0.2%, reversing an earlier drop of 0.6%. Over on Wall Street, the S&P 500 rose 0.7%, NASDAQ even better than that. Treasury yield slipped back from 14-month highs, 10-year Treasury yield this morning around 1.7%. Market will be watching the joint appearance of Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen as they give testimony to the US House Financial Services Committee. Opening calls on the European bourses. FTSE down 29 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 42 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 19 points.
Ah, use the force, Jerome. I know you're not going
to. I can't believe we're going to have this for another 4 years.
Now, reports on Bloomberg this morning. Have you been watching Bloomberg at all today?
A little bit, yes.
Says the FTSE 100 looks discounted and he's off.
It looks cheap, it has to be said, the FTSE 100 compared to its rivals. Big underperformer, of course, in the last couple of years. As a result of Brexit, perhaps a little bit, but also as a result of the makeup of the FTSE 100. Not so much technology, but you've got the likes of the energy stocks, of course, have underperformed in recent years. The banking stocks have underperformed. But we are seeing a fight back. Pharmaceuticals have been doing well. Banking stocks have made a good start to the year. So perhaps some hopes that the FTSE 100 can recover some of that lost ground and the UK economy can start to outperform.
And Nestlé is betting on coffee, would you believe? God, what an eye-opener that is.
Nestlé betting on coffee in the post-pandemic world, rolling out touchless machines for offices, which will be controlled apparently via smartphones, and new flavours to encourage consumers making coffee at home. Coffee has been a key driver of sales growth and accounts for a large part of its $24 billion beverage business. Nestlé invested $7 billion on a partnership with Starbucks back in 2018. Now makes the coffee chain's products for at-home use worldwide. Pandemic has encouraged consumers to use Starbucks and Nespresso capsules at home rather than taking a trip to their local coffee house. In terms of growth, they think the in-home consumption will continue to grow. China, they said, is a big market for them. Average consumption there, they say, is just 7 cups of coffee per person per year, so hoping that will increase. Said India, Africa, priority markets for expansion. Cold and flavoured coffee will be the focus during the course of this year as well. So they're going to introduce an iced tropical coconut coffee. I don't know if that takes your fancy. It doesn't sound particularly appetising, as we said.
Do you like a nice cup of Nescafe, you know?
Don't drink coffee.
Spoon of Nescafe, dollop of milk.
Never drunk a cup of coffee in my life.
In a red mug with Gareth Hunt doing the advert.
Not for me, thank you. Yeah. I don't mind the biscuits that go with it,
though. The Mellow Birds will make you smile. Okay. Not like some of that coffee that you have to tip in the potted plant, you know.
Yes.
No, but you don't like coffee?
Drunk a cup of coffee in my life.
Try it. It might change your life.
Do you think that's what I need in my life?
Well, it's...
How many cups of coffee are you on by this stage in the morning?
Well, I've cut down a bit, actually, but I'm sort of having 3 espressos in the morning these days.
Dear me.
But it's actually quite good for you. If you read all the medical reports, it's actually, in moderation, it is pretty good for you, so...
What constitutes moderation?
Well, I think 3 espressos is enough, isn't it?
I would imagine so.
I used to have 5, but those were different days.
Okay.
Foreign exchanges.
Pound against dollar, 1.38 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.19. Going to get €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
Go and have a cup of tea.
I will. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you tomorrow. Heng Potts and Bark.